Has it been a tough week this week? Obviously, it was confirmed last week, but I guess most people at the club were resigned to the fact that relegation was going to happen. Has it, in a sense, liberated everyone?
Don't know if liberated everyone. I think we knew where we were, and I knew where the club was, and David Hughes, the owner. We've been planning for a number of scenarios, given where we are. We had a plan for that. It's been a difficult week in that we haven't had players available. Tilly Avey, who's our best player, was suspended last week. We've had a few niggling injuries. But we were able to give Oscar Thomas an opportunity to play today. James Woodburn-Hall comes from the 19s and Joe Keys and those kinds. So although we had some issues with player availability, we certainly offered the opportunity to some of the younger kids, which are the future of our club.
And Oscar, of course, he's been away from the club for a period of time. He's tried his hand at rugby union with London Irish, but it looked today as though he'd never been away.
Yeah, it's funny. He's that type of person. You see him at training. He's a confident person. He's a confident kid. And having not played a game of rugby league for over 12 months, not alone a first grade debut, just shows the respect that I have for him and the skill that he has.
The scoreline obviously wasn't flattering by the end, but you must look at these performances week on week and see enough there, Joey, to realise that within the club at the moment, there's a core, there's a young core building that will take this club places.
Yeah, and that's exactly what David, Jason, our general manager, and I, with our backroom staff, are moving toward. We've got a squad of over 30 players at the moment, and 21 of those players will not be here next year in either signing with Super League clubs or have been told they're, you know, not required. So for me, that the young kids, the young players, are the future of our club.
You say that as well, but recruitment is continuing apace. Now, those of us that have watched the London Broncos for a few years now, and I've watched them for less years than some, but to actually have you say that there are 22 players confirmed for next year, that's almost unheard of with the Broncos in recent years.
It is. We've actually got 17 confirmed, and we've got a target list of up to 22. So we've got about three or four that we need to target, but we're 17 have confirmed, and some of which have been out there in the media, and there'll be some over the next 3 or 4 weeks that will drip feed to the media and just keep everyone interested.
Absolutely. And of course, as you say, there will be a few departures of some players that have been, you know, very, very good for this club. Mason Caton Brown was a case in point a few weeks back. Denny Solomon has signed his contract with Castleford now. When would we expect to hear news on those departures?
There'll be another press release next week on two other players that are going to another Super League club, and I believe that there is one player confirmed that he spoke to me last week that he will be going to a Super League club, but there are a lot of Super League clubs sniffing around, and rightfully so. I would never ever stop anyone from playing Super League, because at the end of the day, although I'm a coach for the London Broncos, rugby league is my passion, and I would probably do the same if I was in their situation.
Is it a sense of mixed emotions in a way, Joey, because you obviously don't want to stop them playing in the top flight of rugby league here in Europe, but at the same time, you could really do with those players in the championship next year?
Yeah, it is. It's mixed emotions all around. As I said, I'd never stop anyone from playing or bettering themselves. But it's disappointing because the time invested, particularly in the Mason Caton Browns, who last year was playing under 19s, and you know, we threw him a bone. Tony Ray threw him a bone, and he's been a junior at our club. And just to, you know, to go to another club, it's disappointing, but we can understand the circumstances. Given if we were in Super League, I'm sure we'd love to stick around with the London Broncos.
There'll be a lot more said, I'm sure, about the future of the London Broncos in the next few weeks, but to turn back to the more immediate here and now, there's enough about this squad to suggest they'll get one win before the end of the season.
Yeah, look, we keep on saying that. I don't know when it'll come, but it won't be through lack of effort. We'll go back to training on Tuesday, and we'll have a look at the video, and we'll try and work out where we went wrong. There's a lot of good places. There's a lot of good things we can look at this week opposed to last week. And we'll get ready for Hull KR next Saturday here at the Hive.
And just finally, Joey, you know, coming here to the Hive today with the news having been confirmed about the relegation, people were wondering what sort of atmosphere it might be, but there's a real positivity about the place, you sense it. People know where they're going for the future. That's something that's not been happening at the Broncos in recent years. People know about what squads are going to be like, what certainties there are for next year as well, and there were smiles on the faces of the people that you see here. It's an exciting time for the Broncos.
I think certainty gives people confidence, and I think that I produced an 8-point plan to David and Jason, our general manager, about 6 weeks ago, And David's jumped on the back of that and has given me full support. And the fact that we've got some new structures and procedures about coaching philosophies and the way that we're going to run from the under-16s right up to the first team is very encouraging. And the fact that we're alerting our fans and the general public about the players we're signing, it just keeps them, because they've got a vested interest in this club as much as I do. And I think that not only is courteousness, but it's just how business should be done, how sport should be done. So they've got every right to know as much as any one of the people working for the Broncos organisation.